ओ नमः हरिः ओम् गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे उपमश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराजम् ब्रह्मणाम् ब्रह्मणस्पत आनश्रृण्वन्नोतिभिः सीदसादनम् श्रीमहागणाधिपतये नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। श्रीभगवानुवाच इदम् शरीरम् कौन्तेय क्षेत्रमित्यभिधीयते एतद्यो वेत्ति तम् प्राहुः क्षेत्रज्ञ इति तद्विदः क्षेत्रज्ञं चापि माम् विद्धि सर्वक्षेत्रेषु भारत क्षेत्रक्षेत्रज्ञयोर्ज्ञानम् यत्तज्ज्ञानम् मतम् मम। सो ऐ अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् दट् ऐ हव् टु टेक् द सेकेण्ड् वर्स्। That is what I told, I inquired in the office. So, but then I will do both verses together because they constitute one topic, one sentence, ekavakyata. So, kshetra, kshetrajna together make one topic. The kshetrajna is a relative word, the one who is the witness of kshetra. Therefore, kshetrajna goes with kshetrajna, kshetra. So you either you have both of them or you don't have any one of them. So they are relative, so paraspara sapeksha. And therefore, together they make one section. So we will do both verses together. So the point I am making is, you may hear some of the things repeated because first verse also I will be referring to again and again. So some repetition will be there. But that is very usual in Vedanta, so we will look at it like that. These two verses, Shankara's Bhashyam is very elaborate on these two verses. In fact, it is known as a Kshetrajna Bhashyam, like that they call it, a very, very important section of Gita Bhashyam. And here Shankara, while introducing the chapter itself, the verse number one, together with two, of course. So he gives a very good sangati. Sangati means connectedness. So you see, sometimes we may tend to make the mistake of looking at a Gita verse in isolation of its surroundings. Whatever verse of Gita we quote or we study, it must have the connectedness with what has gone by. And also it gets connected to what will come later. This is called sangati. In Shastra, the sangati plays an important role. Things are not said in isolation. Things are said in a connected way. Okay? So in this sangati, also called sambandha, the Bhashyakara's description of the sangati, he says, in the seventh adhyaya, there is a discussion. There, Bhagavan says, me prakrutihi ashtadha, my prakruti. The word prakruti means svabhavaha, that is the meaning. You see, these words, if I simply translate it as nature, it doesn't convey the spirit of the word. Some explanation is also needed. Therefore, I will keep it just like that, prakruti. My prakruti or my svabhava. Okay? You can appreciate it by applying it to yourself. All Vedanta is like that. Whatever is taught here, so you have to apply it to yourself. Vedanta is not the study of a book. It is the study of life. For example, we are talking of Maya. Maya, how it is operating in my life. That is the point. It is not a scholastic exposition on the topic of Maya. It's not like that. How does it operate in my personal case and how can I overcome it? So similarly, దిస్ ప్రకృతి. భగవాన్ హ్యాస్ టూ ప్రకృతీస్. సో భగవాన్ హ్యాస్ టూ ప్రకృతీస్ ఓన్లీ బికాస్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టూ ప్రకృతీస్. ఐ టెల్ యూ దిస్ ఈజ్ హౌ ఇట్ వర్క్స్. యత్ బ్రహ్మాండే తత్ పిండాండే, యత్ పిండాండే తత్ బ్రహ్మాండే. సో భగవాన్ హ్యాస్ టూ ఇసి భగవాన్ క్రియేటెడ్ ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ పంచభూతాస్. వై? బికాస్ ఐ హ్యావ్ ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ ఇన్ మీ. ఇట్ వర్క్స్ లైక్ దాట్. సో ఐ హ్యావ్ టూ ప్రకృతీస్. బై ది టైమ్ యూ అప్రిషియేట్ యువర్ ఓన్ టూ ప్రకృతీస్, దెన్ ద టూ ప్రకృతీస్ భగవాన్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ బికమ్స్ వెరీ ఈజీ. సో హీర్ ఐ సిట్. సపోజ్ ఐ ఆమ్, ఐ సే ఐఎమ్ ఎ సింగర్. సింగర్ మీన్స్ వాట్ ఐ విల్ డూ? ఐ డూ సింగింగ్. ఐ సింగ్. సో ఐ పుట్ ఎ ఫ్యూ వెర్సెస్ ఇన్ మై మైండ్. ఐ బై హార్ట్ ఎ ఫ్యూ వెర్సెస్. దే ఆర్ సిట్టింగ్ దేర్ అండ్ దెన్ ఐ బ్రింగ్ అవుట్ ది వాయిస్ అండ్ సింగ్. అండ్ బికాస్ ఐ సింగ్ ఐ గెయిన్ ఎ స్టేటస్ కాల్డ్ సింగర్. దిస్ సింగర్ స్టేటస్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ కమ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్ అండ్ ద బాడీ అండ్ ది ఆర్గన్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్. దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ఇట్ కేమ్. అండ్ ఐ ఆమ్ ద సింగర్. బట్ బిఫోర్ ఐ సింగ్ వాట్ ఆమ్ ఐ? ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ది సింగర్ హోల్ డే. ఐ ఆమ్ వాట్ ఐ ఆమ్. సపోజ్ ఐ గో హోమ్ అండ్ ఎట్ హోమ్ ఎమ్ ఐ ఎ సింగర్? నో, ఐ ఆమ్ వాట్ ఐ ఆమ్. అండ్ ఐ గో టు ఎ కన్సర్ట్ టు సింగ్ అండ్ సో దేర్ ఐ ఆమ్ ఎ సింగర్. దేర్ ఫార్ నౌ దేర్ ఆర్ టూ ప్రకృతీస్ ఇన్ దిస్ సింగర్. హిజ్ ఎ ప్రకృతి విచ్ కమ్స్ అండ్ గోస్, విచ్ ఈజ్ అడాప్టెడ్ ఆర్ విచ్ ఈజ్ టేకన్ అప్ ఆన్, అండ్ ఎ ప్రకృతి విచ్ డజంట్ కమ్ డజంట్ గో విచ్ ఈజ్ హిజ్ ఓన్. రైట్? దేర్ ఫార్ హీ హ్యాజ్ దిస్ ప్రకృతి విచ్ కమ్స్ అండ్ గోస్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఆబ్వియస్లీ సెకండరీ. అండ్ అనదర్ ప్రకృతి విచ్ ఈజ్ హిజ్ ఓన్, ఇట్ నెవర్ గోస్ అండ్ ఇట్ నెవర్ కమ్స్. దేర్ ఫార్ ఇట్ నెవర్ కమ్స్, ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ విత్ హిమ్. దేర్ ఫార్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఇంట్రెన్సిక్. Therefore, a singer has two prakrutis. One is intrinsic and the other is secondary. Suppose a football player, a soccer player is there. He also two prakrutis, he got two prakrutis. One is external, that is the player, and the other is intrinsic. Right? Interestingly, the external may be different in different people, but the internal intrinsic prakruti is all same for everybody. Could you see that? Therefore, this way, even I sit here, I am what I am, intrinsic. That is called para-prakruti. Para is superior, means intrinsic. And then I am a singer, I give a concert. That is incidental, which I superimpose upon myself. In fact, I become a singer only by identification with the body-mind. Without identification, I cannot be a singer. Suppose I become sick, still I am, but I am not a singer now. So, this identification with the body-mind. Then, as the body-mind starts disintegrating, the singerhood also gone. That also goes away, but I am-ness doesn't go. It remains the same. Therefore, there is a prakruti which is changeless, intrinsic, called para-prakruti. And then there is a prakruti which is changeful, which is brought in an incidental situation, which comes from the outside, which comes because of identification with the non-self. Suppose somebody says, I am rich. What is this status of rich? He has a bank account, and so he identifies with that and says, I am rich. It's not that I am-ness itself is rich. I am-ness is neither poor nor rich. So, in an identification with a bank account, he becomes rich. Now, when people can identify with a bank account, which is a small passbook they give, you identify with that passbook, what is the surprise in identifying with the body-mind? So, when people can identify with such an external thing like a piece of paper, so they will readily identify with the body-mind. And so, in such an identification, they acquire a status. And this status is there only as long as identification is there. And identification is wrong, therefore this status is also not a very wise status. In every respect it is apara, it is inferior. Apara prakruti, para prakruti. This is how we human beings are. Now, we came from God. వి ఆల్ కేమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఈశ్వర. సో లైక్ విస్ఫులింగాహ, లైక్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎ బాన్ ఫైర్ మెనీ స్పార్క్స్ కమ్ అవుట్. సిమిలర్లీ సో వీఆర్ ఆల్ లైక్ సో మెనీ స్పార్క్స్ దట్ హ్యావ్ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఈశ్వర. దిస్ ఈజ్ హౌ ముండకోపనిషత్తు లుక్స్ ఎట్ ఇట్. సో వీఆర్ ఆల్ ది చిల్డ్రన్ ఆఫ్ ది సేమ్ గాడ్. అమృతస్య పుత్రాహ, ది ఆఫ్ స్ప్రింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇమ్మోర్టాలిటీ విచ్ ఇస్ భగవాన్. దేర్ ఫార్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ అస్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ గాడ్, అండ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ గాడ్ ఓన్లీ కేమ్ టు అస్. దేర్ ఫార్ ఈశ్వర హ్యాస్ టూ ప్రకృతీస్, ఎ పరా ప్రకృతి అండ్ ఎన్ అపరా ప్రకృతి. నౌ ఇన్ దిస్ సింగర్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది అపరా ప్రకృతి? ది బాడీ మైండ్. ది బాడీ మైండ్ అండ్ ఏ పర్టికులర్ స్కిల్ డెవలప్డ్ ఇన్ ది బాడీ మైండ్ డైమెన్షన్, దట్ ఈస్ ది అపరా ప్రకృతి. వెరాజ్ పరా ప్రకృతి ఈజ్ ది లైఫ్ దట్ యానిమేట్స్ ది బాడీ మైండ్, దట్ ఈస్ ది పరా ప్రకృతి. లైఫ్ ఆర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, వాట్ ఎవర్ నేమ్ యూ గివ్ టు ఇట్, దట్ ఈస్ ది ఇంట్రెన్సిక్ పరా ప్రకృతి. సేమ్ థింగ్ ఫర్ ఈశ్వర. Therefore, at the cosmic level, the life and the intelligence, there is a cosmic life which is intelligent, or there is a cosmic intelligence which is alive, whichever way you say, that is para prakriti. And then, like even I have a body mind and a status arising out of identification with it, which is the apara prakriti, Ishvara also has it. That is what he said. ఇన్ సెవెంత్ అధ్యాయ సప్తమే అధ్యాయ. ది వెర్సెస్ ఆర్ లైక్ దిస్: భూమిరాపో నలో వాయు ఖమ్ మనో బుద్ధిరేవచ అపరేయం. సో దిస్ ఈజ్ మై అపరా ప్రకృతి. వాట్ ఈస్ ది అపరా ప్రకృతి? పృథివీ ఆపహ తేజ వాయు ఆకాశ మన బుద్ధి. యు టేక్ అప్ టు దట్ అన్ అహంకార. దిస్ ఎయిట్ అష్టవిధ ప్రకృతి. Even we have the same way. I have the physical body, which is a conglomerate of the five elements. In fact, this is the Kshetrajna Adhyaya. Therefore, I am saying it is better we look at the body as a conglomerate of five elements. That will free the mind from the cobwebs of this medical thing it is. Because when we become sick, we take a pill. That is not the point. But a whole day looking at myself as the heart, which is likely to become cholesterol problem, and as a liver, which is likely to malfunction, and then as a couple of knees, which are worn out and may need a surgery, orthopedic surgery. If this is the way we start looking at it, and then a brain, my God, oxygen is going there properly or not? So, then a nose which is getting blocked all the time. So, when we look at ourselves like that, this is the way, and then a stomach which has to be taken care of all the time. So, this way, we become Pashvadibhischa Visheshat. So, that body identified lifestyle, it is very painful. We don't need it. So, it is better we look at ourselves as Panchabhutas. There is Prithivi, there is Apaha, go on putting some more water and drinking water, good for health. So Apaha, all Apaha, so drink more water, that is good for health. So doctors say like that. When the doctor told me, Swamiji, drink a lot more water, I said Apaha, very nice, okay, I will do that. So started drinking a lot of water, whatever that means. Then Agnihi, put on some food, and Vayuhu, you need not do anything about it, it is coming and going. And Akasha, there is nothing to be done about it. There is Akasha inside, outside, everywhere. That is what I am. I am not a bunch of angas, liver, kidney, this and that. So, the entire orientation, the way of looking at the things has to undergo change. That is called Vedanta. No, we want to look at it as a physical body described in anatomy text. That is not Vedanta anymore. So, in Vedanta, we want to dislodge that thinking and put in its place a different vision altogether. Even in the body-mind dimension, you don't look upon the body as a collection of limbs. You look upon the body as a conglomerate of five elements. There is a meditation upon it, and that is a great topic, and it is a very useful topic. Anyway, సో దట్ ఈజ్ హౌ శ్రీకృష్ణ లుక్స్ ఎట్ ఇట్. పర అపరా ప్రకృతి మేడ్ అప్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ అండ్ ఇన్ దీస్ ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ ద టేక్ ది సటిల్ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ సేమ్ ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ సో యూ గెట్ ఇమోషనల్ మైండ్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ అండ్ అహంకార. యు సీ బాడీ ఈజ్ మ్యాటర్ మెటీరియల్ బాడీ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో కాల్డ్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ ఆర్ మెటీరియల్ బాడీ. వాట్ అబౌట్ మైండ్? మైండ్ ఈజ్ యాజ్ మచ్ మెటీరియల్ యాజ్ ద బాడీ ఈజ్ యాజ్ మచ్ ఫిజికల్ యాజ్ ది బాడీ ఈజ్. అన్నమయగుం హి సౌమ్య మనః. హే సౌమ్య, మనః అన్నమయం. జనరల్లీ వెన్ ఎన్ అన్పెలాటబుల్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఈస్ టోల్డ్ ది పర్సన్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ సౌమ్య. సో ప్రియదర్శన మీన్స్ జస్ట్ సాఫెన్ ది పర్సనాలిటీ అండ్ దెన్ టెల్ ది అన్పెలాటబుల్ ఫ్యాక్ట్. దిస్ ఈజ్ హౌ ఇట్ గోస్ ఆన్. సో హే సౌమ్య, హే ప్రియదర్శన, అన్నమయగుం హి సౌమ్య మనః. మైండ్ డోంట్ గివ్ ఎ బిగ్ స్టేటస్ టు దాట్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ యూ, ఇట్ ఈస్ ద ఫిజికల్ థింగ్. ది గ్రోసరీ షాప్, ఇఫ్ యూ గో టు అవర్ ఇండియన్ బజార్, వాట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్ దేర్ ఇన్ ది ఇండియన్ బజార్ గ్రోసరీ షాప్ షెల్వ్స్, దట్ ఈస్ పుట్ ఫ్రమ్ దోస్ షెల్వ్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ట్రాన్స్పోర్టెడ్ టు అవర్ ఓన్ షెల్వ్స్ హియర్ అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది దోస్ షెల్వ్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ట్రాన్స్పోర్టెడ్ టు దిస్ షెల్ఫ్. దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ది బాడీ ఈజ్ అండ్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ ది సేమ్ ఈస్ ది మైండ్. ది యు సీ దే సే ఎ మ్యాన్ ఈజ్ వాట్ హీ ఈట్స్. దేర్ ది మైండ్ ఐడెంటిఫికేషన్ ఈస్ టేకెన్ ఇన్ టు అకౌంట్. సో యూ బెటర్ సే ది మైండ్ ఈజ్ వాట్ యు ఈట్. సో యూ ఈట్ రాజసిక్ ఫుడ్, యువర్ మైండ్ బికమ్స్ వెరీ ఎజిటేటెడ్ అండ్ రెస్ట్లెస్. అండ్ యూ ఈట్ సాత్విక్ ఫుడ్ విత్ ఎ లిటిల్ ఎఫర్ట్, ది మైండ్ బికమ్స్ వెరీ క్వైట్ అండ్ కామ్. సో ఎనీవే, సో దిస్ ఈజ్ వాట్ ద బాడీ ఈజ్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ ద ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ అండ్ దెన్ ది మైండ్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ అండ్ ఈగో అహంకార. సో మనః బుద్ధి అహంకార, మనోబుద్ధిరహంకార ఇతీయం మే ప్రకృతిరష్టధ. సో ఐఎమ్ గివింగ్ యూ ది జిస్ట్ వితౌట్ గోయింగ్ ఇన్ టు ది టెక్నికల్ ఆస్పెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది హోల్ శ్లోక. సో దిస్ ఈజ్ ది బాడీ మైండ్ డైమెన్షన్. బికాజ్ ది అహంకార, ది సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ మీ, యూ షుడ్ నాట్ పుట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ది కేటగిరీ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ. యూ షుడ్ నాట్ డూ దట్ మిస్టేక్. మనోబుద్ధి అహంకార చిత్తాని దెన్ వాట్ నాహం. నోనో, మనోబుద్ధి చిత్త ఈజ్ ఓకే, బట్ అహంకార అహం యూ షుడ్ నాట్ సే దాట్. సో దిస్ ఈగోయిటీ, ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఎ థాట్. ప్లీజ్ టేక్ ప్లీజ్ పే అటెన్షన్ ఆర్ గివ్ ఎ థాట్ టు ఇట్. ఈగో ఈజ్ నథింగ్ బట్ ఎ థాట్. ego is nothing more than a thought, that is what it is. And there is ego only when you are self conscious, and even in the waking state there are gaps of being self conscious. You are self conscious now, there is a gap, you are self conscious now. In the gap you are there, but the ego is not there even in the waking state. And in dream state you are a different ego. But in sleep state you are no ego at all. The absence of ego is the speciality of sleep state. But you are there in the sleep. Therefore you are not the ego. Ego is the other. It is the apara prakruti. It is the anatma. And it is a product of the five elements, the subtle five elements. That's why a person who eats sattvic food, his ego is a sattvic ego. An enlightened ego. It can readily become an enlightened ego. Whereas a person who eats rajasic food, he will have a rajasic ego which refuses to budge. So this is how the ego also, the point that I am trying to make is, ego also you should put it in aparaprakruti. Don't put it in the paraprakruti and put it on your head. Throw it aside into aparaprakruti. At least theoretically do that, then it becomes practical also. So manaha buddhihi ahankaraha and five elements, this is ashtavidha prakruti. Shankara says what he said, ashtavidha eightfold apara prakruti is the kshetra here. Now you got into picture. Now kshetram idam shariram kaunteya kshetramityabhidhiyate. What he said, apara prakruti there, is the kshetra here. అండ్ దెన్ హీ సేస్ దేర్ జీవభూతాం మహాబాహో అబౌట్ పరాప్రకృతి. హీ సేస్ జీవ ఇస్ ది పరాప్రకృతి. నౌ జీవ మీన్స్ నాట్ ఈగో, బికాజ్ ఈగో వీ హ్యావ్ పుట్ ఇన్ టు అపరాప్రకృతి ఆల్రెడీ. దేర్ ఫోర్ యు షుడ్ నాట్ కన్ఫ్యూజ్ బిట్వీన్ జీవ అండ్ ఈగో. జీవ ఇస్ నాట్ ఈగో. జీవ ప్రాణధారణే. ఇట్ ఈస్ ది లైఫ్ దట్ ఈస్ ఎక్స్ప్రెస్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ బాడీ. దట్ ఈస్ ది ఈగో, దట్ ఈస్ ది జీవ. ఇన్ స్లీప్ దెర్ ఈస్ నో ఈగో, బట్ జీవ ఇస్ దేర్. ఇఫ్ జీవ ఇస్ నాట్ దేర్ ఇన్ స్లీప్, దెన్ హూ ఈజ్ ఇట్ దట్ కీపింగ్, దట్ కీప్స్ ది బాడీ అలైవ్? జీవ ఇస్ దేర్. యు సీ, యూ షుడ్ పే అటెన్షన్. దిస్ ఈజ్ హౌ ఐ సే. ప్లీజ్ ఫర్ గివ్ మీ ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ లైక్ ఇట్. దిస్ ఇస్ మై వే ఆఫ్ సేయింగ్ పే అటెన్షన్ లైక్ దట్. సో వీ గెట్ ఇట్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ఉపనిషత్స్. ఇన్ ది ఉపనిషత్స్ ది స్టూడెంట్ ఈజ్ ఎగ్జార్టెడ్, కమ్ ఆన్ పే అటెన్షన్. సో లైక్ దట్ శృణు భయ, శృణు శృణు. శ్రీకృష్ణ సేస్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ శృణు శృణు. అరే మైతో సుమ్ర హాహు యూ టెల్ నాట్ లైక్ దట్ బట్ స్టిల్ శృణు. సో దేర్ ఫార్ యూ పే అటెన్షన్. యు సీ, ఇండివిజువాలిటీ అండ్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఆర్ నాట్ ద సేమ్ సార్. దే ఆర్ నాట్ ది సేమ్. యు ఆర్ నాట్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్. దట్ పర్సన్, యు ఆర్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ యు ఆర్ సెల్ఫ్ కాన్షియస్. బట్ ఇన్ ది గ్యాప్స్ బిట్వీన్ సెల్ఫ్ కాన్షియస్ స్టేట్స్ ఆఫ్ ఈగోయిటీ, యు ఆర్ ఎన్ ఇండివిజువల్. ఇండివిజువల్ మీన్స్ ఇండివిజిబుల్, కనెక్టెడ్ విత్ ద ఇండివిజిబుల్ అన్డివైడెడ్ రియాలిటీ కాల్డ్ బ్రహ్మన్. యాజ్ ఇండివిజువల్ యు ఆర్ కనెక్టెడ్ విత్ ది బ్రహ్మన్. యాజ్ ఎ పర్సన్ యు ఆర్ డివోర్స్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది బ్రహ్మన్. యు ఆర్ అనాత్మ నౌ. వెరీ బిగ్ డిఫరెన్స్. యు సీ, ఇన్ మై చైల్డ్హుడ్ ఐఎమ్ ట్రయింగ్ టు డిఫైన్ క్షేత్రజ్ఞ. జీవ ఈజ్ ది క్షేత్రజ్ఞ. సో ఇన్ మై చైల్డ్హుడ్ ఐ వాజ్ ఎ పర్సన్, ఎ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ పర్సన్. ఇన్ మై వరల్డ్ ఐఎమ్ ఎ పర్సన్ అండ్ మై పేరెంట్స్ అండ్ మై మార్బుల్స్ అండ్ మై స్మాల్ బుక్స్ అండ్ మై స్లేట్ అండ్ థింగ్ ఫర్ లెర్నింగ్ ABCD ఎట్సెట్రా. దిస్ ఈజ్ మై వరల్డ్ అండ్ దే ఆర్ మై బిలాంగింగ్స్. దిస్ ఇస్ మైన్, దిస్ ఇస్ మైన్, దిస్ ఇస్ మైన్. దిస్ చైల్డ్ పర్సన్ హ్యాజ్ ఎ బాక్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ హిస్ పొజిషన్స్ ఆర్ ఇన్సైడ్ దట్ బాక్స్. చైల్డ్ పర్సన్ అండ్ ది చైల్డ్ పర్సన్ గ్రోస్ అండ్ నౌ హీ హ్యాజ్ ఎ బాక్స్ ఇన్ ది బ్యాంక్ అండ్ ఆల్ హీస్ డైమండ్ నెక్లెసెస్ ఎట్సెట్రా ఆర్ ఇన్ దట్ బాక్స్. సేమ్ యాటిట్యూడ్. నో, నాట్ ఈవెన్ అన్ అయోటా ఆఫ్ డిఫరెన్స్. ఓన్లీ డిఫరెన్స్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ దిస్ బాక్స్ ఆఫ్ ది చైల్డ్ పర్సన్ ద టాయ్ కాస్ట్ $3-4. Whereas that toy costs $100 million or $100,000 or whatever. Some silly figure will be there, which is inconsequential, because the attitude is the same. The psyche is the same. Therefore, the childhood person, you are not the same person. You were a person of that kind at one time. You were a childhood person. And you were a young person. This young person is a different person. Because his body is very energetic, it cooperates to a large extent. It cooperates whatever he plans. It cooperates. He is a different person. He is not the same person. Already the person has changed. Then he comes to middle age. There is a thing called middle age syndrome. If you go to Google, 400 pages will come. Really. So he is a different person. He is not the same person. He remembers occasionally, tehino divasa gataha, like those days are gone now. Rama says that. Sri Rama says, tehino divasa gataha. When Dasharatha was taking care of the governance of the country, and mother was taking care of the food and other needs, there were no responsibilities, no burdens to pull you down, and we were free all the time, studying and playing. Those days are gone now. He says, tehino divasagataha. So, it's a different person. Middle-aged person is a different person. Rama in middle age said that. Now, you become old. You don't become old. The body becomes old. But still an expression. We become old. And now you are a different person. Altogether different. It's something one has to experience it. He is never the same person. And I tell you a challenge. After 5 years, you will not be the person which you are today. After 5 years. So the persona changes, but the individual remains the same. You are the same individual, taking different cloaks of personality from time to time. And that personality is an atma. It is in the kshetra category, kshetra varga. Varga is category. Whereas this individual, who is a part of Ishvara, Ishvara says, mamaivamsho jivaloke jivabhuta sanatanaha. He is a jiva and he is amsha. Amsha is portion. He is a, don't worry about Advaita and all that, just take it like that. Advaita will come later. Pahale Advaita ka to dekho bhai. Advaita will come later. So we are talking in the language of Advaita to overcome it. There are, in this context, I would like to say, Dvaita is of two kinds. Badhaka Dvaita, Sadhaka Dvaita. Badhaka Dvaita is me different from everybody else. Me and mine syndrome, aham mama, etc. This kind of division, he is this, he is that, friend foe, my person, not my person. This kind of division, this kind of Dvaita is Badhaka Dvaita. It makes you suffer. There is a sadhaka dvaita. What is that? Bhagavan is there. He has two kinds of prakritis. This is also dvaita. I am talking of two prakritis of Bhagavan means, now how many things are there? Three are there. Bhagavan and his two prakritis. Now I am talking of jiva and also his prakritis. So how many things are there? So many things are there. But this is also language of plurality, but this is sadhaka dvaita. This helps the person, the individual, to establish himself as a sadhaka and put him on the path of sadhana and make him realize the Advaita. That is the path. Therefore, so this is the jiva. So in that context we are talking all this. And so this jiva, who is a portion of God, he is a portion of God, amshaha, mamaiva amshaha. So you belong to the category of God. You do not belong to the category of anatma. You see, you are in league. Are you in league with samsara or are you in league with Ishvara? You tell me. You are in league with Ishvara, but by mistake you take yourself to be in league with samsara. And so we make a fundamental mistake of putting ourselves in league with samsara and occasionally remember Ishvara for the samsara's sake again. And Mahatma used to say in Hindi, samsar ke liye jo yoga karta hai, he will be frustrated. Something like that he was saying. When you do yoga for the samsara purpose, that yoga will make you more frustrated. So anyway, the point that I am trying to make is jiva, the individual. That means the inner core of the being, that I amness, what it means, that pure I amness, without taking any trappings of this personality onto it, that pure I amness, that is called jiva, that is also called kshetrajna. It is the paraprakriti of Ishvara. Therefore, you are the paraprakriti of Ishvara. You are not a part of this aparaprakriti, which is inferior. That is also of Ishvara, but still inferior. And so, therefore, that paraprakriti, jiva bhutam, which is in the form of jiva, jiva pranadharane, means the inner life, the vital force that animates the body-mind. So, pranabandhanam hi somyamanaha. Again from Chandogya Upanishad, even the mind is connected to that vital force, that life. That is proved by an experiment. You skip food for a day. And next day morning, you try to study something. Then what happens? You will not be able to understand anything. Now you go and have some simple food and come back and study. Now you will be able to understand. That means what? Your mind and intellect are connected to food, means connected to prana. Therefore, the vital force that animates this body and mind, దట్ ఈస్ ది పరాప్రకృతి, దట్ ఈస్ ది జీవ, జీవ ప్రాణధారణే, దట్ ఈస్ ది జీవ, దట్ వోంట్ డై. Whereas the personality that you are talking of, it dies. When the body is no more, there is no personality. Therefore, any talk of my father has died, where is he now? This kind of talk, it is not a part of the darshanika drishti, the vision of darshana. It is not part of that. You have to make it a part of some story. So in darshanika drishti, when a body dies, the persona dies, over. Unless the body identification is there, you cannot have a persona. And a new body will come, then a new person will come. But the individual, the jiva, the vital force that animates the body mind, it doesn't die. That remains the same. It will animate another body. And in that another body, a new persona will be created. It could be an animal persona, or it could be a devata persona. But a new persona. That old persona, the father of children, this and that, father, if not father, some other persona. So that is gone along with the body. So if you see that, then you are free from a lot of confusion. Anyway, so that is the jiva, is the kshetrajna. This is the kshetra-kshetrajna vibhaga yoga. Therefore, connected this way, with the paraprakruti and aparaprakruti of the saptamadhyaya. Now, having done that sangati, now you look at the verse. He Kaunteya, he Arjuna, idam shariram kshetramiti abhidhiyate. This body, this, you see, you can take it very lightly, this body, ho gaya. It's not like that. Idamness, idanta, we say. The body, idam shariram, is not there. The body is the thing, and therefore you have to put some pronoun before the body, and therefore idam is put. It looks like that, but it is not that simple. So it is a lot more significant than that. Shariram, body you take. The body is always a this. It is never I. Unless you make the mistake of identifying with it, which we all do. Therefore, Sri Krishna is telling, look at the body as this. Don't look at the body as I. Don't do that mistake. Suppose I have a knee problem. I will go to the doctor and say, doctor, my knee is troubling me. Or I am troubled because the knee which I am is troubling me. All those ideas are wrong. They are wrong. You just tell the doctor, doctor sir, this knee, this you say this. I said the knee, you may put heart also there. This heart, it seems to be malfunctioning nowadays. Why don't you put some tablet and do something about it? You can say that like the doctor. Don't say my heart. Don't put minus into it. It is a this and let it remain as this. Idanta akrantam, it is pervaded by idanta. It is never ahanta. It is always idanta. This is the fundamental truth of human existence. And whenever you say, I am the body, or you act on behalf of the body identification, you are violating the fundamental truth of life. And that is the most important cause of endless suffering in life. You assume that so many other causes are giving you suffering. This is the fundamental cause of suffering. It's a challenge. You think about it. This is the most calamitous mistake of taking the body as bringing ahanta into the body. Whereas the blessed thing is never pervaded by ahanta. It is always idam. It is always and always, always it is idam. Idam shariram. Then it is shariram. You see, shariram, we lightly translate it as body. Shariram, body. The moment you say body, you feel good about it, when it is healthy. And when the same person is on the bed with sickness, the moment he thinks of body, he becomes even more sad. Because the body is a trap. Therefore, you see, you need not punish the body. You should know what it is. So, वो क्या है? You should know that. The body, shariram, is easily translated as body. For want of a better word, we translate it as body. But in Sanskrit, shiryate iti shariram. If I have to translate fully, I have to say a disintegrating entity. That is the correct translation. That is what Shri Krishna is saying. He is not saying this body like that. He is not saying. He is saying this disintegrating entity. That is how much difference in the language. What a message he is conveying through that. He is not going to say it a second time. He says one time, idam shariram kaunteya. Hey Arjuna, this body, he is showing to his own body, this body. So, we have to change our perspective, our perception of the body. Because the perception that we have about our body is wrong. And nobody suffers because of the truth. People suffer because of falsehood. It is the falsehood that makes us suffer endlessly. And so the very fundamental falsehood has entered into our life of looking upon the body as me and mine. You correct it, you start correcting it, now you start correcting it and see what happens. It takes effort. It requires effort because it is with us. Even the brain cells are genetically engineered by evolution to identify with the physical body. So, in one of the meditations I was pointing it out, not the other day, even the brain cells are like that, the genetic code itself. So, ajnana means an ignorance which is at the level of the genetic code. That is ajnana, the most fundamental ignorance. You have to, the genes are cheating you all these days, you have to counter-cheat the genes. Idam shariram. Either you take the challenge, or, that's all. You have to counter-cheat these genes. They are cheating us. That's why Sri Krishna exhorts us. Don't look upon the body as this body, as me and mine. Look upon it as idam shariram. And shiryate iti shariram. And then he gives a name to it, kshetram. Once again, you see, don't be a devotee of the body. Don't construct a religion out of devotion to body. Because mostly our religion is body worship and our God is body. That is not the right way. So, body should neither be pampered nor punished. I'm not suggesting you punish the body. But if I have to say, there is a discipline called tapas in which you voluntarily deny a few comforts to the body so that you will meet the bodily pain halfway, so that you will develop endurance. Therefore, if you plan to do any such thing in a moderate way, you are welcome. Like Ekadashi Upavasam, you are welcome to that. Suppose you go for a walk, which is more pleasant, sit in a sofa, couch potato sofa, and then watch a TV, and somebody else is playing tennis, you need not do anything, he is playing tennis. Is that comfortable? Or put on some dress, whatever. You don't need a very special dress and all that. Something which doesn't come in the way of brisk walking. So put on something and then go on to the road. Sun or no sun or shade. You don't care for all that. The body will be objecting, but you go against the body's requirement and you challenge yourself and you walk. And if necessary, if you can, take a little jog. And then let there be and after coming back you are sure the knees etc. will have a little pain. Don't pay any attention to that. Do it tomorrow. Again one more time. And do one more time. Then the pain will come down. This is tapas. Therefore, taking a little tapas is nice. So the point is you neither punish the body, nor you neither persecute the body, nor pamper it. That is one thing. Secondly, we should know what is body. We should know that. దిస్ ది ఫస్ట్ స్టెప్. ఆత్మ వీ విల్ కమ్ టు ఇట్, నో హరీ, ఆత్మ వోంట్ రన్ అవే ఎనీవేర్, ఇట్ విల్ రిమైన్ ఇన్ ఇట్స్ ప్లేస్. ఫస్ట్ నో వాట్ ఈస్ బాడీ. బాడీ ఈజ్ క్షేత్రం. వాట్ ఈజ్ క్షేత్రం? క్షతత్రాణాత్ క్షయాత్ క్షరణాత్ క్షేత్రవద్వా అస్మిన్ కర్మఫల నిర్వృత్తే క్షేత్రమితి భాష్యం. సో ఫోర్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎటిమాలజీ హీ గేవ్ ఫర్ ది వర్డ్ క్షేత్రం. ఇట్ ఈజ్ క్షేత్ర బికాజ్ యు ఆర్ ఆల్వేజ్ అఫ్రైడ్ దట్ ఇట్ గెట్స్ ఇంజూర్డ్. సపోజ్ దెర్ ఈజ్ అ సౌండ్, సమ్ బిగ్ సౌండ్ ధమ్, లైక్ దట్ ఎ బిగ్ సౌండ్ కమ్స్, దెన్ సపోజ్ యు ఆర్ డూయింగ్ సంథింగ్ ఎల్స్ అండ్ ది సౌండ్ కమ్స్, యూ డూ లైక్ దాట్. వై? బికాస్ దెర్ ఈజ్ అ ఫియర్, వెరీ ఇన్హెరెంట్ ఫియర్ దట్ ది బాడీ మే గెట్ హర్ట్. సో సపోజ్ ఐ వాజ్ వాకింగ్ అండ్ ఇన్ ది వుడ్స్ సంథింగ్ ఫెల్ అండ్ దేర్ వాజ్ ఎ బిగ్ సౌండ్, దెన్ ఐ ఇమీడియట్లీ ఐ టుక్ ఏ ఫాల్టరింగ్ స్టెప్, దెన్ ఇట్ అక్కడ్ టు మీ వై ఐ మే అఫ్రైడ్ నౌ, బికాస్ దట్ ఈజ్ వాట్ బాడీ ఈజ్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఎ వెరీ ఇన్సెక్యూర్, ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేజ్ ట్రయింగ్ టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇంజురీ, అండ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు అసిస్ట్ ఇన్ దట్ ఎఫర్ట్, అదర్వైజ్ ఇట్ కెనాట్ రిమైన్ హెల్దీ. సో ఇట్ ఈజ్ a very insecure by nature and it needs to be protected from elements by putting on some dress and by constructing a home. You have to protect it. If you don't protect it, it will perish. That is what body is, very very vulnerable and unstable entity. That's why it is called kshetram, kshatatranat. In fact, whole life is gone in taking care of this only. క్షత మీన్స్ ఇంజురీ, త్రాణ మీన్స్ ప్రొటెక్టింగ్, ఆల్వేజ్ ట్రయింగ్ టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ ఇట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇంజురీ, ఆల్వేజ్ ట్రయింగ్. దట్స్ వై ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ క్షేత్రం. ఓకే, దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్. దెర్ ఈజ్ నథింగ్ టు బి డన్ అబౌట్ ఇట్, జస్ట్ నో వాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్. డోంట్ ట్రై టు లుక్ ఎట్ ది బాడీ యాజ్ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్, వెరీ ప్రెషస్, ఆర్ దిస్ అండ్ దాట్. సమ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ శోభనాధ్యాస అబౌట్ ది బాడీ విచ్ పీపుల్ డెవలప్ is very very misplaced thing. It is a silly thing. You need to take care of it all the time, and so you are stuck with it for a while. That is what it is, kshetram. Then second meaning, kshayat, it will perish. Not it will perish, it is perishing. Not only that, a lot of it has already perished. Knees 75% gone, only 25% is there. Heart 100%, it is 100% child in the cradle. Heart. Now it is some 50-60 wala. And it is declining all the time. Liver is functioning non-stop all these years and it is tired already. It has already started giving a notice. I worked enough and now... So kshaya, that is what it is. Teeth half are gone, only half are remaining. And the mirror-like cheeks, etc. are no more. They are gone inside. And the smoothness of the skin is gone. You know why? Because if you look at a young child's cell under the microscope, the cell is very buxom. What they call very well-developed cell it is. But in the old age, the same guy's cell underneath it is already developed all kinds of crinkiness around it. That's why you see the same effect on the skin. That is what it is. The blessed thing is very impermanent and it is decaying already. That is the meaning of kshayat. That's why we call it kshetram. How are you going to translate this kshetram now? Two meanings are given. Then the third meaning and then the fourth meaning. Now you tell me, do you want the third meaning? Are you willing to look at the meaning? Vashyakara gives it. You see, some people, they don't like body to be described for what it is. Oh no, we don't like this description. I was teaching Viveka Chudamani somewhere. And then the sthola deha, sthola deha, sokshma deha, like that categories are there. And Shankara, he took up the sthola deha. Then he will come to sokshma deha. Very elaborate description he gives. And there one verse he says about the body. I am describing and translating, not even explaining, only translating. Then immediately some people got objection. No, we don't want it. Because we are looking at a body in a particular way, what is this description? Why Shankara should write like that? Should we have that kind of a description? So it's okay. I can understand. Now I need not defend Shankara or any such thing. The point is, people made a temple out of the body. That is the point. So it is not a worthy thing to make a temple out of it. Kshetram Kshranat, it is oozing out all through. Always oozing out. Look at the eyes, they are oozing out. Ears, oozing out. Nose, what to speak of nose. This nose is the worst thing. It is never in the right condition. And in fact, in America itself, there are more than 1,000 patents how to keep the nose a little open. There are 1,000 patents. And if you go to the market, CVS, you can see many, you can put a band like this so that it is kept open. Or you can put a ring like this inside so that it remains open. This nose is always closed. Once I went to a doctor. He is ENT surgeon. You should not go to a surgeon straight away. He said, "I will come on, I will do surgery." He will say, "I made a mistake. I should have gone to a physician. But by mistake I went to this surgeon." He said, "What is the problem? My nose is blocked. I have a problem with it." He said, "Okay, come near." So I removed the glasses. He asked me to remove. He stretched it like this. Now you breathe in. Now it breathes well. Okay, you need surgery. That is what he said. Then I said, "No, I don't need surgery. I came out because I don't want surgery." Then I asked, "Okay, what will you do the surgery?" "I will scrape off some of the inside nose." That is the surgery. Then it becomes more wide open. Then, so will it remain like that wide open? How long will it remain? Because surgery means it will come. It can come back. He said, "We never can guarantee that. It may remain 2-3 years. Then afterwards, if it comes back, then you have to go for surgery again." I said, "No, it's okay." This is the body. You see, if you don't mind my describing this, I would venture to describe it. Body is a machine, right? Every machine manufactures something. And this body machine, it manufactures, what does it manufacture? Impurity. That is what it is. Impurity manufacturing machine, another name for that is body. Kshranat. Patanjali, in Yoga Darshanam, he describes the body in a very interesting way. He asks the question, people say, "My body is clean, shuchi." And they put a lot of emphasis on this hygiene also, body cleanliness. Don't assume that I don't say all that. We all try to be clean only. But then some people have some obsession about this cleanliness of the body. They say they will be washing the hands all the time, obsessively doing it. A kind of obsession, obsessive syndromes are quite many are there. This is one of them. Obsession, body, my body is very clean. So some people don't shake hands. Because if you shake hands, then the hands you have to go and wash. So they are obsessively obsessive about that cleanliness. Come on, body can never be clean. However obsessively you clean it, it becomes impure again. Because its nature is not shuchi, its nature is ashuchi. So much so, ashuchau shuchi khyatihi ajnanam. This is Yoga Darshana. The body is ashuchi, impure, and you look upon it as pure. This is an ajnana. Khyatihi is an error. Error is called khyatihi. Therefore, it is a machine that is manufacturing impurities. And so what should we do about it? There is nothing to be done about it. You have to clean it occasionally, which we are doing anyway, but you should know. Don't make a temple out of it. That is what it is. అండ్ ఆల్సో యూ డోంట్ క్లెయిమ్ సమ్ సుపీరియారిటీ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ ది బాడీ. మై బాడీ ఈజ్ సుపీరియర్ టు యువర్ బాడీ. వై? బికాస్ ఐఎమ్ మోర్ క్లీన్ దాన్ యూ. ప్రాబబ్లీ నాట్ నెసెసరీ. ఆల్ దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ kind of superiority based on identification with the body is wrong, and therefore kshetram ksharanat. And finally, it is the kshetra field. What is a field? You till the field, sow the seeds and reap the harvest. That is what a field is. That's why they call it field. A piece of land, you don't call it field unless you do all these things. You till it and sow and reap. You reap as you sow. That is also there. Karma phala. So, that is the field. All those qualities are there in this body. This body is the field of the experiences of sukha and dukkha. You harvest sukha and dukkha out of it by putting the tilling of karma into it. And then putting the seeds of vasana into it. Raga vasana, dvesha vasana. These vasanas impel the person to act based on which he acquires dharma and adharma, because of which he enjoys sukha and dukkha. This is the field. Vasanas are the bija. Karma is the tilling. Sukha dukkha are the phalam, harvest. It just coincides in every respect with a regular agrarian field. And hence it is called kshetram. Now this meaning is very lovable meaning. I should have remained with this meaning only, but anyway I have described the other meaning also. So this is how the body is. Idam shariram kaunteya kshetramityabhidhiyate. But then you, what are you? Which means what am I? See, this is the most fundamental question of all psychology and philosophy. Who am I? You have to face that question. Who am I? Because there is this body, and then there is the mind. And this body and mind, sometimes they make me very pleasurable, sukham. But then there is the opposite of dukkham also. And this sukha dukkha, it is a contradiction. It is a contradiction that we are unable to handle till today. So many religions have come, political parties have come, isms have come. So many Mahatmas have come and gone, so many books are written, so many volumes are written. Yet this sukha dukkha contradiction and life and death contradiction, we are still they are an issue till even today for us. So we have to look at it. Therefore, who am I? So the problem lies in wrong identification with the body mind, which means you take yourself to be what you are not. What a calamity. You see, I just tell you, let me see whether you can see this way. You see, I have an image. Say for example, aham sannyasi, or aham grahastha, aham pita, aham mata, that is an image. This image, it is a conception of the mind. What is an image? A mental image. That is what if I carry a passport size photograph, it is the physical body's image it is. It is the image of the physical body. And suppose I say, aham pita, aham mata, aham grahastha, this and that. What is that? You cannot show it on a passport size photograph. What is that? That is also an image. It is a mental image. So I carry that image. So that image I carry. And it is a mentally conceived image. The funniest part of our life is that image that you conceive, you identify with that image. Arey bhai, you created that image. Before that image you were there. And that image is not a continuous thing. There are gaps in that image. That image comes and goes. So how do you take that you are that image? You are an image that you conceive. Is that any logic in it? So what you conceive is the other. And the jnana, the kshetra jnya, the jnanam, the awareness, the life behind that conception is you. Therefore, you just imagine an image. What you imagine is called the image. Image, imagine. Now you understand the meaning, the correct connection. So you just imagine. Sometimes the surroundings will help that, will create that such an imagination possible. Either you imagine yourself or others will make you imagine, like social conditioning it is called. So the situations and the society, they condition you to imagine in a particular way. And so I imagine. And so I am sitting on the Ganga bank in Hrishikesh and look around and imagine, aham sannyasi. And then I purchase a ticket and traveling to Delhi, and I am sitting in the train bogey. Now I cannot imagine I am aham sannyasi. I have to imagine I am a passenger. So some image. What you imagine is the image. And now, what are you? What am I? Am I an image only? No. I am that light of consciousness in which these images, they appear and disappear. They happen and unhappen. Don't look for dictionary meaning for unhappen. It is my own usage. They happen and unhappen. Now it happens, and now it unhappens. Now it appears, now it disappears. And I am that light of awareness, that light in which all these are appearing and disappearing. That is the kshetrajna. Kshetram janati. You see, kshetrajna is not ahankara. Kshetrajna is the sakshi chaitanyam. That is the kshetrajna. The witnessing awareness is the kshetrajna. Etadyo vetti. In whose light, in which light, this body and the mind and the images associated with the conception of the mind, all these are shining. That light is called kshetrajna. You see, if you understand kshetrajna correctly, you already got an insight what is Ishvara. So, you pay attention to the mind so that you will understand the blueprint of the prison in which we live. And then stop identifying with the mind and the images created by the mind. You watch the mind. Be the watchfulness. Be the sakshi, the witness. So Shankara says umpteen times, Atma sarva buddhi pratyaya sakshi. That is what Atma is. Sakshi, that is the kshetrajna. And even as you abide as the kshetrajna, you have already gained an insight into what is Ishvara, because kshetrajnyam chapi mam viddhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. So this will come in the next class. Om Purnamidah 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 Purnamadachi Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Datsat Shri Krishna.